Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Dr. Sue, and you are all in bed with me today. So, aren't you lucky devils? Want to start off, first of all, by saying hello to everybody, and thank you for joining in. Thank you for listening in. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call myself, Mistress Kiara, who will be on shortly. Number is 646-478-3644, or hit us up in the chat room because we're there too if you're too shy to call in. So I'm going to assume, because this is what we're here for, that nobody knows what the heck we're talking about when we discuss financial domination. So I'm going to give you a bit of a rundown on what it is. And what it is you're going to find that there are, I would say, three ways that are the most intimidating, let's put it that way, ways of submitting. The first way is medically. When you think about giving up and submitting to someone, giving up the ultimate power, medically is going to be number one, because you got to hope that that person knows what they're doing. Number two is financially. And then number three is through hypnosis, which is another show entirely. So we're going to be talking about financial domination. And the whole point, which you guys have to understand, and I know a lot of you don't get it because I get a lot of people saying to me, well, why on earth would someone do that? Why would someone voluntarily just give over their money to someone? And it has to do with a deep need for a loss of control. Most submissive males, and we're talking mostly males here, I'm sure that there are women out there that do it as well, but for the most part, you're going to find that this is a male-dominated fetish. Most men who are submissive love the idea of, one, being owned, being taken care of in a way. You got to remember that as dominant women, you end up, unfortunately, even though we hate this part of it, becoming surrogate mommies. So what guys really enjoy is knowing that they are turning their money over and making your life so much easier. But it's never really done. Like, if you have to understand, too, that people don't just walk up and go, okay, well, you know, give me your money. A lot of women think this, and this is, I want to clear this up right off the bat. Girls, not everyone is made out to do this job. I can tell you that right off the bat. If you think that you can go on to, say, an adult chat site, put up a couple of links, throw up a couple of profiles, throw out your website, and expect men to come to you and throw money at you, you are very, very mistaken. This is a job like any other job. It is a business. There is a lot of psychological work that gets done, and I don't want anyone thinking that this is some sort of, oh, cool, I can just go out and men will throw money at me. When the recession hit, is a classic example, I noticed, I don't know if anybody else noticed, but I noticed that a lot of the chat lines started filling up with more women thinking that this was just the easiest thing you could possibly do. And they found out real quick, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, unfortunately, my biggest complaint from most of my clients is they don't know what they're doing. When they don't know what they're doing, because they think it's just some sort of simple, easy thing to do, and it's not. It all has to do with a lot of, there's a lot of mental conditioning that goes on. You do have to know the psychology of the submissive mind. And unless I've found, unless you are innately dominant, don't even attempt it. Don't pretend to be something that you're not, because these guys can see right through it. A submissive male can feel it. So don't think for 1 minute that you're going to be able to fool someone. I get a lot of women that say to me, oh, well, you know, I want to be a dominatrix because, you know, I can whip guys. It's so not like that, girls, okay? It has nothing to do with that. There is a huge exchange that goes on. It's a power exchange. You have to be able to enjoy that power exchange. And if you are not innately dominant, don't attempt to be that way. Be who you are. That's the best thing that you can do if you're ever going to do something. Be who you are. So on that, I am going to turn this over somewhat to Mistress Chiara, Domina Chiara, and let's just see what she has to say. So first of all, thank you for being on the show, Domina Chiara.
Well, thank you for inviting
me. This is her.
Jumped the gun there a little, but thank you for inviting me. I've actually never done a radio show before. So
love it, love it, love it. I am so glad you're on today. I used to do financial domination. I do very little of it now. The reason why is I don't have the patience. Because most of you guys, and I'm gonna put this right out there, most of you guys are tools. I'm sorry. I don't have the patience to hold your hand. The fact that these girls do this all the time blows my mind. Because honestly, I don't know whether it's just because I attract the flakes, but you guys get on my nerves. And I can't do it. So I do very little of it. If I do it, it's blackmail, because my personal love is creating fear, but that's just me.
Oh, I love blackmail, too.
Oh, it's to me, I love it. I love creating fear in people. But, you know, that's just me. So what made you decide to do the whole financial domination thing?
Well, it was one of those things where I always knew I was dominant. So I saw girls, you know, making their own websites and being pro-dom. So I was like, I can do that. Why not get paid for doing what I love?
Mm-hmm.
So I made my website, and then I saw girls, you know, just taking money, you know, ignoring the whole, you know, fetishy part, really. Not that it's not a fetish, but, you know, ignoring the regular dom-sub relationships and just doing financial domination dom-sub relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So I put up a listing on Nightflirt, actually, and I got a call from this guy. His name was Slave Piglet. That's all I ever knew him by. So Piglet dropped about $1,500 on me in about a month. And it was one of those things where I actually went through, you know, you hear the slaves that go through the shame of being submissive. I went through a little bit of shame from being financially dominant. I thought
That's such a good point. I want to stop you right there. That is an amazingly good point, because I went through the same thing. You almost go at the beginning, you go through like this guilt of, oh my God, I just took this guy's money.
Right. I'm like, what am I doing?
It's so weird. I mean, trust us, you know, once you get over that, you really do get over it in a hurry. But
oh, absolutely. Well, the shame was only because, not that I took the money, but that I felt so good about it.
I love it.
It was like, yeah, I took this guy's money, but I mean, honestly, he gave it to me. I didn't hold a gun to his penis and tell him to pay
up. Exactly. And but, don't think for a minute, people, that this is what goes on. There is no, unless you sign up for the blackmail end of things, there is, and even then, if someone says to you, oh, I've got a real legal blackmail contract, there is no such thing, okay? So that's, let's call a spade here. Blackmail is blackmail. It's illegal. So if someone says, oh, I have a blackmail contract and it's legal, no, it's not. So don't be fooled by that rubbish, just right off the bat. It's all part of the mind fuck. Because that is exactly what this is about. And you'll find that financial domination usually goes hand in hand with another fetish. Because financial domination really isn't a fetish per se. It goes hand, like you'll find, you know, don't you find that, Chiara, that you'll find that there's guys who love to be drained because they want to see your feet, or they want to see your ass, or they want to see what, you know what I mean? It's like it seems to go hand in hand with something else.
Yeah, I mean, there are very few, I mean, I love them, but there are very few who just want to pay for the fact that they want to pay me, you know.
Yep.
And I mean, even those ones, they're getting off on it, so it's still their fetish.
Yep. So how much time do you figure you put in when you're doing your business? Like, how much are you doing? Like, how hard is it?
According to school, too much. I mean, I am, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I turn on my computer, post on Twitter, turn on my phone lines, and then the rest of the day is spent at least 8 hours a day, usually more, online doing chat sessions, doing cam, doing phone calls. I've got my Yahoo Instant Messenger up constantly. So I would probably say that I spend about 60 to 80 hours a week. Like you were saying before, it is no easy picnic to make a website and then just put it a couple places and roll in the dough.
No, it's not. And I think too many people will stumble across it and they think just that. Oh, you know, I can throw up a few links and have somebody pay my mortgage. It doesn't work that way, girl.
No.
Please understand that. We don't want you thinking that it is some sort of, you know, because there is no easy money. This is easier, but it's not easy money. So
it's
don't,
only
like,
easier,
there
I
is
think
no
because
such thing.
We like it.
Exactly. So you're putting you're putting in like 80 hours a week, right?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. And it's a lot of work.
I saw one of those websites. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, the ones that are very long and they're in bold print and they've got red and blue, and then at the bottom it wants you to buy a product. And it was, the product was a book or a web book on how to become a financial dom.
Oh, you're
and
kidding.
And I was just blown away because, you know, you see those for like weight loss or marketing or, you know, and I just was blown away to think that somebody actually made that and is taking money from these women when, for one, there's so much money or there's so much information out there for free anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But for two, it's not something you can learn from a book.
No, it's not. It's something that you have to innately be. And that's why I think that's the hardest thing. And I've seen that even in some of the chat rooms where the girls have been like, you know, I've tried domination and I literally just can't do it. You have to be that brat. You have to be that, you know, snotty princess in order to pull this off. It's not, and you may think you can, oh, I can pretend. No. No.
Not 80 hours a week.
Easy. Kiara, we have a caller, so let's connect and see what this caller has to say. Hello, caller in 716. Who are we talking to? Hello, are you there?
Are we too scared to answer?
I think we were afraid, so we're just going to let that one go. So, unfortunately, that person got chicken, not unusual at all. Anyway, so back to topic. What do you think is the most common, I call it a sideline fetish, what do you think is the most common thing that goes along with financial domination? Like, what do your guys really like seeing the most of?
Seeing usually feet, but just in general fetish world, humiliation by far.
Okay.
Humiliation and sissification. And what's really great is that they get not only the humiliation during our sessions where I'm telling them, you know, just how pathetic it is that they're calling me and giving me money, but then my favorite part personally is the month after that when they look at their credit card bill and I get that follow-up call that says, "Mistress, my credit card bill was this much. How did you take this much money from me? How did I let you take this much money?" And then they just experience that new humiliation plus what they remember from the call.
Mm-hmm.
And it just builds and builds and just furthers the relationship.
But the other thing is, and I've talked to the guys about this in particular, even though they're calling you and they're going to complain and say, oh, you know, you took this much money from me, when they open that bill, that is one of the most significantly powerfully sexual moments is knowing that they were taken for that money, because that's the whole point.
Well, it's, yeah,
not,
it's not
just,
real.
You know, you pick up the phone and go, "You suck, give me money." It's not like that. You got to get into the head of your sub, because every single one of them is different.
Oh, absolutely. They're all so different. I mean, and that's another thing that made me laugh about that book. I'm trying to find it right now. Someone in the chat room wants the link for that ad. I'm looking for it. But, I mean, just thinking, you know, how can you take this much money from me is such a silly thing to say when mm-hmm. they're clearly
well,
openly giving
guys,
it.
I've had guys call me and complain because I get the complaints. I'm on there as the therapist, so... You know, they call me and they complain about stuff. And that's the first thing they'll say is, well, she was really mean to me. She took my money. And I will literally laugh at them because, first of all, guys, you got to remember I'm a dom first, a therapist second. So I'm going to laugh at you because no one, repeat, no one is holding a gun to your head to do this. No one's doing that. Even with erotic hypnosis, no one's making you do it. You got to remember, you called or got in touch with us. You asked for this. So you can't complain. So just so you know, that's the answer you're going to get from me every single time.
My honestly, favorite.
You mean my it, favorite. What it says to me is she did her job. This is what
yeah.
you wanted her to do. You paid her to do this. She just did her job. So don't complain.
My absolute favorite is when I get asked for a refund. Mistress, I can't make this bill this month. I have to buy, you know, this thing this month, and I can't. Can I have a refund? I'll pay it back next week. Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I don't have the money to pay for that steak that I just ate. Can I get a refund?
Exactly.
No.
When I had the sex shop, that drove me crazy. Because I had a combination sex shop. It was a joke shop, and it was also a head shop. And
well, fun.
The fact that people would come in and, you know, well, can't I get it for this much? Okay, first of all, this isn't a flea market. So, like, it blows my mind that, you know, these guys will actually call up. I have never had anybody ask me for a refund, but that is the height of disrespect. Don't come to me, ask me for something, and then ask for money back because you don't know how to handle your funds. You shouldn't be playing the game if you don't have the money, guys. So don't do it. If call up someone in a role playing, tell them you want to role play it. But don't waste a dom's time.
Absolutely.
What do you think out of, like, with your clients, what turns you on the most? Like, what turns you on the most about doing it?
I really like the attitudes that make them pay. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, the way that they say, I want to pay you because I want your life to be better. Or, I want to pay you because I'm scared that you're going to post my blackmail information.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only do they have that desire to please me or that fear that I'm going to ruin them with the information that they willingly gave me, but they also have that background eroticism. Like, I know everyone has wallet in the one hand, cock in the other.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that I am going to not only be able to cash in financially, but also that we're both enjoying this erotic thing is so
I was going to say, do you find it erotic to take money from men? Do you, I shouldn't say take money, to have them give it to you because
right.
we're not taking, we can't physically take it. Because this is, the other thing you got to understand is this happens mostly online. It's, you can do it in person. You can do it with a dom in person. It doesn't tend to work as well because it's the same as I'll have guys go, well, can't my girlfriend financially dominate me? Not really. It just, you're not going to get that element of fear. You're not going to have that element of humiliation because you know each other too well. It doesn't work. And besides that, she's already financially dominating you anyways.
I was just going to say that.
On a different level completely. But, you know, it just... It's ridiculous, but what do you think, for example, is, like, so in other words, you get completely sexually turned on by this. Like, you live, because a lot of the guys want to know that. Do you actually get a sexual turn on from taking the money? And again, I say taking in quotes.
Right. It definitely depends on the pet in question, but usually, yeah. I mean, when I don't have to sit there and play your stupid games, boys, I'm talking to you, you know who you are, then yeah, I sexually enjoy it. It's like when I'm not having to sit there and bitch you out for 45 minutes on Instant Messenger to get my $50 tribute that you owe me anyway, as far as our contract's concerned. That just pisses me off. And the money's
just paying
me for being pissed
off. Yeah, see, that's what gets on my nerves. Yeah, are the ones that want you to hold their hand. Well, is it okay if I go to the bathroom now? Okay, this is the reason why
first.
I never became a lifestyle dom, okay? Because I don't give a damn when you go to the bathroom, all right? Like, I already raised a child. I don't need more. So that's not going to happen with me. I think we have our caller back. I'm going to try. We're going to see if he's there. Hello, caller 716. Is this you? Still not there. Hello, little caller.
Hello, hello.
Nope. Goodbye,
well,
little
caller. Maybe he'll find his testicles later, and he'll call us back.
Gotta wonder. I mean, I'm clicking the button. It says it's connecting, so.
Huh. Well,
whatever.
It worked for me. When I called in, he clicked it, so. It's
exactly.
Gotta be the mail problem, so.
Yeah, well, you know, they do have trouble with phones. They do have trouble with tasks.
That's true, too.
So, what do you think of blackmail?
That's one of my favorites. I mean, like you said, not only do I love the fear of it, but I love the power because, honestly, like we've been saying over and over today, it's you boys calling us and giving us money. It's you putting in your credit card. Even if you give me your TeamViewer login, I don't have your credit card information. You could close TeamViewer at any point and stop paying.
That's right.
And it's the same thing with blackmail. But with blackmail, I have the power to say, okay, you can do that, but now you're going to suffer for it. And that's what I really like. I'm more of a sadistic bitch, I guess. I like making you suffer.
No, because I understand that. And I think if you are in a dominant position, you understand that thrill and the reason why that feels so good. We'd love to hear from some money slaves, some piggies as you guys are known to be. And please give us a call, 646-478-3644. We'd love to hear your opinions or hit us up in the chat room and let us know what you're thinking. I see Ms. P is in the chat room. She's just such a sweet pea because she's there supporting me. Plus, she really wants to know about this. So it's funny how women, it's really funny. Women salivate when you discuss this subject. They're just like, oh, my God, you do what? What?
I know, they're just
and
on the edge of
what?
Their seats, even if they're not, you know, kinky in the slightest. They lean forward and look you in the eyes like, are you serious? Guys let you do this?
Yeah. And men actually give you money for nothing? It's like, no, okay, understand, it's not for nothing.
Exactly.
If you knew what we had to put up with, what we have to see, and what we have to weed through, it's not for nothing. Don't ever think it's for nothing. Because that's the reason why you'll find some doms, keep this in mind, gentlemen, sometimes your dom will fade. Sometimes your dom will go away for a little while. It's because when you deal on a regular basis with you guys, I'm trying to be nice, but when we have to deal with you guys, you do need time away from you guys because you are frustrating. You are annoying. And you drive us insane. So that's why they will go away for a little while just to try and gather their brains back. And, you know, then they'll come back. And usually they come back much fiercer because they've taken time to sharpen their teeth. So you want to be careful of that one, too. So what about some of your freakier clients?
Oh,
who have you got that's like, who have been some of your freakiest clients?
You know, I don't remember his name because I just called him Cokehead. We can talk about drugs, right? Because a lot of you guys do drugs. I know that.
No, you can talk about whatever you want. This is flat out. Don't like it? Turn us off.
All right. Well, I know. I wish I remembered his name, but he had this metal spoon, and he would lick it. He'd roll it around in a pile of cocaine, and he'd fuck his urethra with it while begging me to let him tribute me. And no, that
Take
stuff doesn't
time.
Get me off. But it definitely
makes
you laugh.
Yeah, call it metal spoon. Yeah, it's you gotta, you know, like that or poppers or another one. In case you guys are wondering, yeah, poppers are a big thing. And if you don't know what poppers are, it's became big in the gay community years and years and years and years ago, before most of you are probably even alive. And it would be in the gay clubs, and you'll find it sold under video head cleaner, what you're doing is sniffing it. It's methyl nitrate, something like that.
Yeah, it's just an inhalant that makes
you
feel high.
And what it does is it gives you a momentary high. It gives you a momentary rush. It doesn't last. But it's also, and I always tell everybody this, people hate it when they call me because I always give them lectures. And I'll be like, okay, you do realize that by doing this, you are losing brain cells. And they're just like, yeah, okay, I don't care. So, just making sure you know what you're doing. That's all.
See, here's
I've never had to deal with that one. I mean, I've had some pretty freaky guys. Well, I've dealt with guys. Like, you know they're doing it. Like, you can hear them doing it. I've never had to actually. Like, is this someone you saw on cam?
Yeah. And I do a lot of forced intoxication on cam, actually. And my thought is, that's great. I'd rather you do it with me or Dr. Sue or someone that you trust, because I know the signs of you've had enough, you know?
That's true.
I know how to say, no, you cannot take that whole fucking eight ball, you dumbass.
And see, a lot of these guys, this is another thing, we do babysit a lot. I babysit a lot. I know most doms babysit a lot. It's more along the lines of, you know, forced intoxication is great, and this is why you do have to be careful. You have to pick your dom very carefully. The ones who don't know what they're doing are probably you're going to end up with alcohol poisoning. You know, you want someone who knows what they're doing, who, believe it or not, isn't going to get you to the point where you're dead, because it can happen, guys. You know, so
especially
you
with the alcohol enemas.
Oh, yes, please. Alcohol enemas. Understand something. I'm going to teach you guys something right here, right now. Alcohol enemas. The reason why you have to be careful is because you are bypassing the liver. You are going straight to the intestinal tract, which goes straight to your head the minute that enema hits you. So if you don't know how to mix what's in the enema bag, if you put in straight, even just wine, you can die on the spot. So you really do have to know what you're doing, and you have to trust that the person you're working with. Same with TeamViewer. TeamViewer is another one I give people warnings about. It's great, awesome, because there's an amazing loss of control with TeamViewer. You know, the dom takes over your computer. She's actually now physically taking the money, if you will, even though it's still virtual. But it's like they get to watch on the screen as she goes in and takes it.
Or even watches you go into their files and you know,
exactly,
get all their blackmail
with
pictures.
And just be careful who you're doing it with, because some of these new girls don't know what they're doing, and you can end up locked out of your own computer. Now,
or you can have them
locked out.
I should say
locked out of your own computer and can't get back in. Now, the whole point is, okay, you know, you're locked out of your computer. That's the whole point. You got to pay to get back in. Whatever, it's part of the game. But you know, if she's one of these new ones who doesn't know what she's doing and is really vindictive, and there are a lot of them out there, she's not going to give that back to you, and now you've just completely screwed up your computer. You've got to know who you're playing with.
That's the thing that I think is lost a lot, is that every dom and sub relationship is based on trust, but especially financial domination and, you know, things like the forced intoxication and the blackmail, because I've had guys give me, like, their social security numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And
foolish gentlemen, by the way. Really stupid.
Foolish, yes.
I realize it's a turn-on because it's something you shouldn't give over, you know, but there are certain things that you really shouldn't do. Like, you know, you can send her a picture of your driver's license and stuff like that, but hold back certain things. Use your damn head. I always say to submissives, they don't get this. Yes, you're submissive, and this is if you're seeing a real-time dom, doesn't matter. You don't ever cross your own moral line. Don't ever be stupid. That's why I expect submissives to have a brain. It doesn't mean you walk in, you know, as a window licker. I love the way Princess Mindy calls them window lickers.
Yes.
To beyond wonderful. As a window licker, and just like, oh, it's okay, you know, no problem, you can just, here, I'll give you everything. What are you, stupid? Don't be stupid. You do that later when you've gotten to know your dom. You don't do it right off the bat.
Like months or years later?
Yeah, because they just don't get that. Oh, God. Oh, good one. Miss P in the chat room just said, don't send your sheets and towels or rags. The reason why is she has a girlfriend who has a fetish for sheets and towels. Okay? And this
How's
is just, I was, we were discussing this the other day on her show. It's... It was just kind of to show how vast fetishes are and how, like I have told people, literally, quite literally, you can have a fetish for any object. It doesn't matter what the object is. Anything. So she was just saying, yeah, this chick is just so totally into sheets and towels and, you know, and I said, I would love to get her on the show because I'd like to know what she thinks of. You know, like what turns you on about it? What is the big, you know, is it the smell? Is it the feel? Is it the, you know, what do you do with them?
Right,
you
know, yeah.
I don't know,
sheets,
you know.
But I don't understand. That's the one thing is I'm not the dom for everyone. I know that all the princesses out there, and I'm guilty of it too, say that I am your dom and I am perfect in every way, which I mean I am. But I don't know everything about every fetish, and I wouldn't know how to handle a guy if he says, mistress, I'm getting off because sheets and towels.
Yeah, it's something that you need. I mean, this is, and I had never heard of it before, and I've heard a hell of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's, and you can't expect, I always tell guys this, when you're shopping for a dom, you'll probably go through a couple of them till you find the one that you connect with. And the one who connects with you. So don't just automatically figure the first one you look at, oh, she's hot. You know, it, chances of it going well are probably fairly tiny. You know, so just, it's like finding a good doctor. It's like it's finding a good shrink. It's the same thing. You know, you're going to go through a few of them until you find someone you connect with. And don't go by if she says she will do anything.
Oh,
everyone has their strengths and their weaknesses. Doms
and their
are
limits.
Right up there.
And their limits.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a lot of, in this, I don't like excrement fetishes. I'm not into scat. It literally makes me nauseous. I have had to listen to it. I have had to discuss it with people. You know, that's okay. That's part of my job. But to actually participate in it, even when I was a pro dom. Now there's some doms, doesn't bother them. He's good.
See,
no
I don't
problem.
Mind them. I don't mind watching you on cam. I don't mind you playing with your own excrement, but I'm not going to like mail you a baggie.
Yeah. And
yeah,
that's the thing. That's just, you know, so make sure that you understand when you're calling around for doms, when you are, and that's probably the reason why. Like, actually, there's another good one. Toxic Goddess today was saying that she had a guy that said to her today, well, you're too mean. And I've been told the same thing. You're too mean. Then I've also been told, well, you're too nice.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Because well, you're not
pick
the
one
for everybody.
But please don't waste our time.
Say, yeah. I mean, if
I
I'm too nice,
that's the worst thing.
Bye. If I'm too mean, tell me bye. Don't be like,
yeah.
Oh, well, you're too nice. Can you be meaner? Oh, you're too mean. Can you be nicer? No. You're serving me. You're calling me because you want to have a relationship with me. If I'm not the one you want, move on.
Yep. And that's probably one of the biggest things is don't, you know, don't waste our time. Or, and with don't waste our time, I think this is where I get people, they drive me nuts with the flakiness. Don't test it on me. In other words, don't phone up and go, oh, yes, I want this, 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 and this, and I make all the arrangements, and I work with you on stuff, and we come up with an idea, and then you go, I'm scared. Okay, first of all, being scared is the whole point. Please keep that in mind. Because there is a fine line between, you know, eroticism and fear. There really is.
Thank you.
They are very intertwined. They are coming from the same part of the brain. So, you know, understand that that's the whole point.
I made a clip recently that's called Fear is Just Another Word for Excitement, and I don't think a lot of guys really get that. That, you know, sure, there's a point where I'm pushing too hard, but that's what I do. I'm the mistress, and you know, in looking at my site, the things that I like to do. So
yeah, so learn. That's another thing. And we discussed this just a little while ago. Please read the websites, gentlemen. Okay, I realize this is sort of becoming a bitch fest for us, but it's actually, I want you guys to learn from this. Please read the website. Please read the, you know, sex chat listing. Read it. I get so many guys who, because I've met, I've got a full list of what I can discuss with them, who thinks that I do all of them. It's like, if I were to do all that, I wouldn't have time to blink. So can we maybe use it logically, go back and read what it says? So if you're going to a Dom's website, please read. If it doesn't say anything or she says absolutely no, whatever, 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 abide by that. Because it's annoying when you ask for something we've specifically told you we don't do.
And, I mean, there are things that I do enjoy, but if you're calling me on night flirt, don't ask for a fucking scat session. I'm not going to break the terms of service just because you
exactly.
want to get off.
Exactly. You know, there are certain things on certain sites that you can and cannot do. There are certain things on certain sites that we can do. So, you know, understand, read your terms of service on all of those sites to see what you can and cannot do. I realize they all have the category anything goes. Doesn't
they don't
matter.
Mean it.
No. They're full of it. It's just a way to get you to call. Yeah, I see. We seem to be having problems with the phones. Just so that you know, I know that Ms. P is trying to call through. I'm getting nothing on the switchboard. I have me and I have Kiara here on the switchboard, and nothing is calling through. So I don't really get, if anybody is trying to call through and you're wondering why you're not getting on the show, that's why. And I don't know why. It could be a blog talk thing, but you're not showing up. Nobody's here. So I
wonder
don't
maybe
know.
That's what happened with the one that we thought was the scaredy. Maybe he tried to call a couple times and the system hung up for him.
Exactly. This is what I'm wondering, if whether the system kind of went for a dumper here or what's going on. But, yeah, you guys are not showing up in the queue at all. I'm staring at it right now and there's no one there. Ms. P, you're not there. I have no idea. It sounds like we had a technical glitch on her show last week, too.
Oh,
like,
no.
Hello. It's just ridiculous. But what are you going to do? I can't help it, guys. It's beyond my control.
No
way. Really
nothing
bugs
is
the Dom,
beyond
by the
Dom's
way.
Control.
It's beyond my control, and it's really annoying.
That's another one of my favorite pet peeves is, I can't read your mind, boys, as much as I wish I could, as much as it would make my life so much easier. I can't peek through my phone into your little brain and see what buttons you want and don't want me to push.
That is an excellent point. If you guys are calling up the phone sex sites, exactly what she just said, a guy will phone, he'll think automatically you know exactly what it is. What you guys have to understand is I can put, and I use this all the time, I tell people this all the time, I can put 100 people in front of me that have a foot fetish. Every single person will have a different twist on it, and especially for feet, because it's so vast, it's gigantic.
Like,
so,
I like this
again,
little
with the same thing,
oh,
I want to be humiliated. Well, that's a big, broad subject,
yes,
you know, or
is.
I get guys will call up and go, I want to be dominated.
Oh, God,
okay,
that's my least favorite.
That's a bit broad. Can you maybe narrow it down a little, you know, and then they get pissed off and hang up, and it's like, well, what? You know,
good
like
you
said, this isn't,
you try,
this isn't
they're
keen
not
psychic.
Either.
Yeah. Used to be keen a long time ago, but it's not anymore. Now it's all psychic. And I'm sorry, but Doms are not psychics.
It's just, I have to think that not only are you wasting my time, which pisses me off, you're wasting your time, which can't be great for you, and you're wasting your money, because I'm not excited to get your money when all we're doing is saying, well, what are your limits? What things do you dislike? What do you like? What got you to contact me today? You know, and you're like, I don't know. I want to be dominated. Oh, I think you're pretty. Thanks. And? Oh, I don't know if you've seen that that I Can Has Cheeseburger site with all the funny cat pictures.
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's an internet thing where people take pictures of their cats and they don't talk in proper English. And that's how I picture you guys in
my head. Okay, I've seen the pictures. Yes, those get on my nerves. I don't like them. I don't even think they're remotely funny.
Really, I think they're kind of silly, but only
they're
because
silly,
I picture...
but it's like, okay, why can't you just say it and spell it out properly? Just why does the cat have to be a moron? Like, I don't...
I see,
we have,
like,
window-licking pussies, and that's another show.
No, when I get
a good one. How can people get in touch with you? We've got a lot of people in the chat room. We've got a lot of people listening in. They want Mistress Kiara to dominate them. First of all, narrow that down, gentlemen, before you even remotely call her.
Please.
But go ahead.
Well, I have my website, which is MistressKiarasDungeon.com. I'll type these all out once I'm done talking so you don't get the clack-clack in the background. But I'm MistressKiarasDungeon.com. That's my main website and my blog. And there's also my ClipVia, which I love ClipVia. I know Clips for Sale is the in thing and Kink Bomb is the in thing, but ClipVia gets me more money.
Are
and
you
I know,
listening to that, gentlemen? Start using ClipVia more because
that
means your Dom is making more money.
He had 70% on ClipVia. I think Clips for Sale is something like 60, 65. But yeah, I'm Domina Kiara, just like my screen name in chat, DominaKiara.ClipVia.com. And really, just email me, which is DominaKiara@gmail.com. Pretty simple. And like
you know,
I said,
you can
I'm
hit
on...
her up on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, my Twitter is DominaKiara. I don't check all of the tweets because I am following over 1,000 people. But if you send me a direct message, I'll definitely message you back. Or if you at me, if you at DominaKiara, I do check all of my mentions. Make sure that I know you're talking to me.
Yeah, don't send out. That's another thing. We get these emails all the time, especially in the sex chat rooms or sex chat emails. Yeah, you can tell, by the way, gentlemen, that it's a form letter that you've just sent out to about 150 DOMs to see who will bite. We're not that stupid. So please try and keep that in mind. Roger has a question for you in the chat room, which is great considering the phones don't seem to be working. What was the most humiliating thing you've done to a slave as the result of a slave failing to honor blackmail arrangement? Ooh, that's a good one.
This is a good one. Well, recently I was told by one of my friends that I should start making and selling the clips. You know, like, this loser fucked up on me. Here's a clip with all of his information and all of his pictures and how much of a loser he is. And that is one of my top-selling clips.
Really?
Especially before my video preview got removed from YouTube.
Yeah, ladies, don't even bother putting stuff up on YouTube. YouTube's gotten very, very cranky lately, the same as the word Visa has gotten very upset with the word hypno. They are no longer going to allow you to have, if you do happen to have a payment processor on your website, if you have the word hypno anywhere on your website, Visa will shut it down. So
yes,
keep that in mind.
Brainwash, maybe? Brainwash, they don't see that a problem yet?
Isabella Valentine actually told me that you can use the word magnet, which actually works.
What's that?
You can use the word magnet.
Oh.
Same idea.
Wow.
Yeah, you just got to get creative. They just don't like the word hypno. I think it's because they're afraid that people are going to be asking for tons of refunds, which you can't really blame the credit card companies for because you guys do tend to get flaky. So really, that's the most humiliating thing is just you made a clip and you put all of his personal information on the clip so everybody could see it?
No, that was the one part of the humiliating thing that I did.
Oh,
but
okay, cool. What else did you do?
He gave me his work website, and so I started, you know, jiving at him. You know, if you don't pay, I'm going to have to at your work Twitter with the link to this clip. And immediately his work website went down, which I thought was fucking hilarious.
Really? So what, he was self-employed?
Yep, he ran some sort of floor cleaning business, like we come in your home and clean your floors.
Right.
Which I hoped he did in a maid outfit, I really do.
And he shut his website down? Wouldn't it have been easier just to make the payment or make a buyout arrangement?
That's I
just
always
saying.
Offer buyout and blackmail. I always offer buyout. It's usually
and you should.
Less
if someone
than
doesn't
grand.
Offer you a buyout, not worth it.
Yeah.
You got to be able
and
to
I mean,
get
I've
out of it
boys,
at some point.
I've had boys ask me to not offer a buyout, and I'm like, I'm not going to do that because that's just asking for you to cry later.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear you whine. I don't want to hear you cry.
Yeah, because it really is annoying,
usually.
Just so you know. Ah, Madam Devilish is in the chat room. Hello, Madam.
Hello there. I don't think I've met Madam Devilish.
Madam Devilish is one of our Twitter friends. She is another financial dom extraordinaire. So what else do we want to discuss? Some other things that we want to make sure that... What are some of the things that if you... You now have this broad audience, probably mostly submissive males listening in. We do have some of the ladies out there, but what do you want them to know?
Well, I don't know. We did a pretty good job of covering it, but, I mean, I just want you to be picky, boys. I know that's my job, to be picky. But, like I said, I'm not the dom for everyone, but don't just click on a pretty picture and call and give her all your information or even tell her your deepest, darkest secrets. Don't just give all of your money, all of your bank information to somebody because she's hot. I mean, unless that's your thing. But like you said, usually there's more to it. There's a side fetish there involved. You know, and if she can't handle catering to your side fetish, and you know that's what it is, you know that we are catering to your fetish because I'm not going to make my foot boy sniff my ass. I'm not going to move my ass boy with my feet.
And I think a lot of it really does stem from the fact that you guys don't understand how vast the fetish world is. When I say literally any object, I do mean any object. There is nothing that cannot be a fetish. So when you go, well, please dominate me, I need to know more of what's in your head. Because like I said, even if you said feet, well, let's really quickly go over feet. You could have bare feet. You can have feet in heels. You can have feet in stockings. You can have feet in pantyhose. Believe it or not, stockings, pantyhose, two different things. You can have French pedicure. You can have just pedicures, period. You can. There's sploshing where you're stomping things. It's endless. So don't.
By the way, I love crushing.
Sploshing's fun.
I love crushing. And I love trampling. I didn't know until I went to Foot Night Detroit, but there was a guy there who said, you know, I don't want to lick your feet. I don't want to suck your toes. I don't want to smell your stinky feet. I want you to put on your stilettos again and step on me. And that was one of the most fun things I did that night.
And I had a guy call me once who was very much into, again, same idea, crushing, but it was crushing bugs. It had to be bugs.
What do you do, collect them? You just collect them and keep them in a box, or what do you call
you just, them? I guess so. I mean, he was just discussing it with me. Luckily, I didn't have to do anything for it. But it was like, yeah, I was really trying to peel away the layers of his head to see what it was, and it has to be bugs. He wants to hear, especially if you think about crickets and stuff that have hard shells, he wants to hear that crushing, and he loves the idea of the bug being helpless and having no way out. So, again, you're looking at that whole submissive side of, you know, losing control. This poor, helpless little bug, you know, is about to be crushed and there's nothing it can do about it. That's a turn-on. That's part of the submissive mind. So even though you guys may not understand it, you know, you got to give everybody a break, which is why I'm trying to shed the light on all this stuff so that people aren't so afraid of something that they don't understand. Don't judge. Please, stop judging people. Because just because you don't get it doesn't mean someone else does. So just
exactly.
Let it go. Don't
That's
come down
really,
on other people for that.
Something I really do love, though, is looking at the psychology behind it, because I know you're a therapist, you're a doctor, and I am actually going for my psychology degree. And so the more I learn through my books, the more, like, questions I want to ask my submissives. Like, in the middle of a scene, I'm like, so what is it about the fact that the peeps are going through spaces in my toes? What about that is what you like?
always, or the big one I always do is, what are you thinking? Because I really want to know what you're thinking at that moment. What's going through your mind at the moment that we're discussing this, or you're watching this, or you're seeing this? Because a lot of the guys will call up and get me to watch porn with them or whatever. And it's like, okay, what are you thinking when you're going through this? So I'm sorry, guys, just so you know, I'm really sorry that the phones didn't work tonight. It kind of sucks that they didn't. I don't know why they didn't, because there's nothing in here saying why they didn't, unfortunately. But, Roger, if you have any other questions, feel free to let us know in the chat room. Is there anything else that you want to add, Mistress Kiara?
No, just that I feel like the show is going to be too short and we're going to run out of time. Because there's just so much. I mean, I know we've been, you know, talking back and forth for quite a while now, but I feel like even the subjects that we've touched on, we've barely brushed the surface.
We will have more. Understand, everybody's got to understand. This is why you can't just do one show on financial domination. You can't just do one show on a foot fetish. This is going to be an ongoing thing. It's not going to be every single week. We're going to try and obviously mix it up. But, you know, this is just, we haven't even scratched the surface of this. We haven't even gone into the submissive mind. And what I would like to do, if you guys are out there and would like to be on the show and you are submissive and you do have a particular kink, get in touch with me. There are plenty of ways for you to do it. You can do it through the links that are right here on the show. So, you know, definitely get in touch with me, because we'd like to hear your side. We want to know what's on your mind. What's going on when you're thinking of these things? What's going on when you are being wallet raped?
Besides, you know,
we have a good idea
so
what's
broke.
Going on. Roger is typing something, so I want to give him a break and let him ask his question. But, yeah, well, thank you so much. Let me do this right now while I think of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the premiere episode. Hopefully next time, you guys, this isn't going to turn into some weird thing where nobody can call through. That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, what are you going to do? I can only do what Blog Talk will let me do. So, here we go. Roger is asking, can you describe your best long-term financial slave in terms of dollars extracted and fun you had with him? I'm going to nix that right off the bat. First of all, it's extremely rude to ask someone how much money they have made. If you want to answer it, you know, it's not like we're going against any terms of service. You can answer it if you want. I just think that's a rude thing to ask.
A lot.
You know, the fun you had, go right ahead. But, you don't ask. It's like somebody coming up and saying, how much do you make in a year? Screw you. It's none of your business.
Right. Well, the fun I have is, I think I mentioned before, I love blackmail. And I really enjoyed Piglet because my first boy that I mentioned earlier, he would just call. He didn't have a set schedule. He didn't have a blackmail contract. He would just call and say, Mistress, how are you doing? I'm feeling weak. And this is the money that I have saved to give you today. These are the sacrifices I made this week to be able to give you this money. And, like, we would have hour-long conversations on why he wanted to give me this money, how I would use this money. You know, just every little detail. He wanted to see pictures of everything I bought, even if it was, like, a gas pump receipt.
Well, because you got to figure, it's very similar. And Roger says, my apologies, Dr. Sue, just curious. I know you guys are curious. It's just not a cool thing to ask someone how much they make, because absolutely every single dom is completely different. So it's
and one
just
thing
better
too,
not to
I
head
say,
down that road. What's that?
One thing I want to say, too, is don't ever believe them.
Yeah,
Mistresses,
that's the other thing. Yeah,
you gotta kind of
take it with a grain of salt what you're hearing. Yeah, because a lot of times it's done for promotional reasons. But let's not completely pee on everyone's parade here.
No.
Because you got to do what you got to do. You got to get out there. You got to make it look like you're having fun and you're doing your thing. And sometimes it is promotional. Most of the time, if she's been out there for quite a while, what you're seeing is real.
Yeah.
So, if she's just starting out, it's not likely. But, give her a chance. She's probably just starting out. So, you know.
That's something I don't like about the community, actually, as a whole. Is I know we have been saying, you know, the new girls do this, the new girls do that. But it seems that because it is the tendency of new girls in the fetish to do those negative things and have those negative stereotypes about them, mm-hmm. the rest of the community has no faith in the new girls.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've met some new girls who, they know their shit. They're just starting out. They're a little shaky.
Yeah.
They don't have many clients or followers on Twitter, but they're good at what they do. And I think we should be more accepting to newer girls who, you know, are showing the potential and accept them into our community.
And the other thing is, that's another thing that will never happen on this show, in case anybody's curious or you're listening in and you're waiting for the dom bashing to start, it's never going to happen. The reason being, that's not what this show is about. I want you guys on here promoting yourselves. I want you guys, you know, this is to uplift. It is to make sure that everyone is getting their voice and everyone is being heard. So, no, there will never be dom bashing going on here. There will never be anyone, you know, you're not going to be able to call in and say, oh, well, you know, this particular dom is crazy or stupid or what. It's not going to happen. So if you don't have nothing nice to say, do not call me. It's that simple. So, yeah, so keep that in mind. But I want to thank you again so much. Yes, we are running out of time, unfortunately. And we are going to do more on this subject because I know it is. It's like the biggest subject, as you well know, because Kiara has been on my website many times, you know, leaving comments on some of the articles. The biggest subject is financial domination on the website, so it doesn't surprise me. So we will definitely be going down the road. Hopefully we can get, you know, one of the money slaves to call in and we can find out what goes TikTok through their head. So I want to thank you, Kiara, very much. I want everybody to visit Kiara's website. You can, there's actually a link to it on the show. If you look up, you can see that there is a link to her website there, and you can find out how to get in touch with her in case you've decided that you want to. Oh, that's nice. There you go. She's just put it in the chat room.
Yep.
There you go. Make it real easy for you window lickers. Go right ahead.
I know it's hard. I know
I'm
going to
use
that.
I'm very sorry, Princess Mindy, but I really do love that line. It's too good. I'm stealing it from you, girl. So anyways, and I want to give a shout-out to one of my besties, Brian, who is dealing with some health issues right now. We're sending you out posy vibes. You're going to be absolutely fine. Make sure you guys tune in to the next In Bed with Dr. Sue. Can she even say her name right? Yeah, that's kind of scary. Tune in to the next In Bed with Dr. Sue. And we've got some upcoming shows, like I said, on erotic hypnosis and cuckolding. Cuckolding is another huge subject. So make sure you guys stay tuned. I will make sure that everything goes out and everybody knows what's going on. You guys can get in touch with me. Probably the fastest, easiest way is Twitter, at Dr. Sue, spell out the word doctor. And other than that, you've got all my links on the show right now. So thank everybody very much for tuning in. And until we are between the sheets again, babies, this is Dr. Sue saying, stay cool, my little kinkies. Good evening.